Whoa, cowabunga, dudes! Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here! Cowabunga! Whoa.
If you ain't said cowabunga in 2024, you're not living right. Hey, I got one thing to say about that cowabunga. Do you niggas know, as I'm in a resurgence for a new occupation, when you look on Indeed, hey, nigga, come join Cowabunga Pizza. For a minute, I thought that was like some acting gig, but nah, my nigga, it's a gig, right, nigga. Welcome to Domino.
it's owned by like some type of cowabunga or something.
Yeah, Cowabunga Pizza.
What, really?
Oh boy, I sent it to you like that, bro, Brandon. That shit just like a goddamn sandwich artist. Y'all nigga right here cunning niggas.
Because they still use, they don't use the Ninja Turtles, but they still use cowabunga on some of their shit. You can see it on some Domino's truck.
Yeah, that's like when you fucking order shit on fucking Uber Eats or fucking what's the other one? Goddamn it, Grubhub. Sometimes fucking restaurants will have their like takeout part name something different. Like one time we found a place called Dockside Charlie's, and come to find out it was just O Charlie's, and they had like a seafood menu special that time. I was like,
you see, why would you spend the money to scam me, nigga? Just put it on the menu and make it taste good.
Right. We got a good chuckle about that. We always joke about Dockside Charlie's now.
I would have pulled. Hey, nigga, which one of y'all nigga named Dockside Charlie in here? Is it the restaurant or is it the manager? I got a bone to pick with this nigga because I wanted some Louisiana goddamn seafood. This nigga sent me the whole Charlie. I ain't want no gumbo from Old Charlie, nigga.
That shit crazy. They don't even change the boxes, so why waste the time?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
just wasting our tax dollars. Hey, man, make an app, man. Yeah, let's try to con some people thinking they getting something new around. We going to support mom and pop. Yeah, mom and corporation pop.
Right.
Yeah, nigga.
Business read daddy.
Say it again, Brandon.
Business daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we went too far. Let's get on down.
Hey, Jamal, one more thing. Don't forget Brandon, Jamal. Don't forget about Chuck E. Cheese tried to ease his way on in there, the goddamn Charlie Cheese pizza. Nigga, what? Nigga, I didn't know no new shop open up around the corner.
I know. This nigga charged me $42 for a 10-piece and a whole pizza.
Nigga, the animatronics don't even work no more, nigga. This shit should be $6 and a quarter. That's my experience at Chuck E. Cheese now.
They ain't gonna be here long, so we can talk shit about them. A piece of garbage, boy. That shit used to be well delicious. I don't know what y'all. That shit tastes like cafeteria food now.
I'm gonna get high one day and go in there and say, y'all mind me eat something in the pizza? You got no kids. Yeah, some of them over there mind. I wanna get two pieces.
You gotta come in there with a kid and your ass getting thrown out.
Well, you know what? That's a good policy. You don't want no scumbag ass nigga eating over there every day.
Agreed.
Yeah, all some hillbilly had to do is go tell some poor child, you want some pizza? Hell yeah. Over there and play Timmy. While he over there doing his business. Hey, Timmy just happy to get a slice of pizza tonight.
My bad, but yeah. I mean, skip it. Save it, Timmy.
It's an asinine situation. It should be easy to spot a nigga in there who got down like children. Hey, nigga, you been here two times in a week. What's up?
Yeah, nigga. And I don't like your khaki members only jacket. Look a little suspect to me, nigga.
He brought a present here. We got you on camera, freehand. You go, but you sure hell spending money on that pizza. You can't go outside the goddamn pizza area. Oh, man, we going on a rant. Welcome back to Tokyo Black News in Review, episode 284. We're happy to have you back. You get the three amigos. It's going to be me, Jedi are the most unarticulate man in the world. We're going to have our smooth head friend, Brandon, the white liaison. Got to get down to my goddamn brother. Split daddy, your daddy from the future and your past.
Mullet shouty.
Mullet shouty. Black folk need to bring the mullet and just steal that shit from white people. Go back to permanent our hair. Y'all, we'll ruin the mullet game. AKA my little brother, Mullet Mane.
I'm gonna tell nigga, go get my hair straightened and get me one of them Planet of the Apes goddamn tops over there and swoop it on to the back. What you think, Brain? You think them nigga let me win the mullet competition? I'ma try out.
I mean, I don't see why not.
White folk being there goddamn eating the American flag. Nigga winning the mullet challenge. I've been doing this for 50 years. He never seen no blackies in here.
I don't know what type of jeans to wash. So let me see your buddy leave, Brandon. I don't own no white folks.
Oh, man. Welcome back. Episode 284. Just to think that they sold us bootcut jeans for 150 years. Wouldn't they? I'm sorry, I just thought about that. We've been wearing bootcut jeans our whole life. Until a motherfucker said, let's make some skinny jeans. Let's make some fit jeans. God bless y'all. Now we can all go outside and look different. And now I'm not looking like we just came from the hoe down the goddamn roadhouse, the movie.
You know how white folks are. Got the goddamn pants over their shoes.
Goddamn New York City. All of these great stories going to be from April the 9th all the way to April the 16th, 2024. We're so happy to have you guys back. Before, while we talking so much, let's get on down to the drum beats of war. Hey, man, they said Russia said they're going to send nuclear warhead. Where they at, though? Can I get T.I.? Where they at, though? I'm sick of y'all. Either do it or shake hands. So you dumbass. I have no skin in the game. How much skin you got in the war game, Brandon?
None, yeah.
I can barely afford to pay my taxes. My opinion means nothing.
I'm with my big brother, and I thanks to my big brother for having me watch some new shit. Hey, my nigga. My Fallout shelter ain't legit, nigga. I can't hide in no refrigerator, nigga. I need something a little more sturdy.
Yeah, I'd be begging to get back in that matrix when that fall off comes.
Yeah, what Brandon say, hey, change it, Ma. You want to be a ghoul? I don't think so.
They plug me back in, Ma. Yeah,
fuck this oatmeal, nigga. Fuck wrong with y'all, silly ass nigga. I can't believe y'all come here.
Yeah, please throw me back in.
Oh, man. Like I said, where they at, though, man? They keep saying war is inevitable. I don't understand. This goes off for all color people who live in America. You go to other countries, why do they have fallout shelters for their citizens? Needed to say, it's going to be horrible if you got to live up under government rule underground. Trust me. We seen that movie played out before. It ain't never right. I guess they just like, fuck you. You blow up America if you want to.
Dude, I don't want to live in a nuclear wasteland, you know?
I mean, it depends on my odds, nigga. Now, if I can look like me and not go ghoulish, now the teeth game might be a little rough, nigga. You know, everything, you know, cause I already know, nigga.
Forget what we gonna call it, the Fallout Special. That's gonna be the name of the episode, the Fallout Special. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's pray to the people who no longer have to worry about the Fallout. Lucky bastards.
That them niggas looking down in the sky like, look at them. half of them ain't gonna make it, God. shit, boy. I'm telling y'all, nigga, boy. Them 200, I always say this shit. It is what it is. Them 260 Jehovah Witnesses going up there, nigga. Where the rest of y'all going? Y'all nigga getting to the ghoul fest? y'all got 50 million niggas in y'all organization.
Just Just understand, white people. I know y'all well off, got your guns and your money. If you can survive the first year of mayhem, you may be all right. But think about it, bro. It takes one event to put us all in the back, all back in caveman. Nigga won't know what time to go to work. Pay bill? Without Netflix, boy, we're going to start chopping each other heads out by what, week three?
It ain't going to be us, nigga. It's going to be them young niggas. I can't TikTok. I can't Netflix and chill.
Yeah, that's true. Go outside. Dig that hole so we can have vegetables next season.
I'm going to sit on the front porch with my gun. What you want, young nigga? I want to be on the internet. You going to be somewhere. But it ain't going to be on the internet, nigga. So.
Oh, man. So let's get on down to the celebrity who's passed away in the current week. That, again, is April the 9th all the way to April the 16th, 2024. In case you forget, shout out to Dusty. Upper Room. Let's mourn these celebrities. K-pop star Park Bo-ram found dead at 30. Park was drinking at a friend's house with two other people on Thursday night. She's a K-pop star. By the police saying she allegedly went to the bathroom just before 10 and was found slouched over the sink, unconscious.
We know what it was.
Y'all heard that motherfucker? I'm going to tell you, man. That's how you know you got some shitty friend. She probably passed out, knocked herself out, put on top of the sink. We can't afford this type of shit in. Not in China. Or Japan. You know, whatever. This K-pop star from Japan, I would assume.
Korea.
South Korea.
South Korea.
You're like, ain't got some K-pop stars in North Korea. Yeah, better be showing up to concert. Nick, how long the concert gonna be? 28 hours.
Nick, you better not miss no step, nigga. The man's in here today.
He wanna hear all the cuts.
And we got special guest, nigga. Dennis Rodman too, nigga. So you better make him smile. shit, boy.
I don't know what's going on, but all these young people dying. Is it because we had the internet now? We know we're seeing more young people dying when young people die every day. But like a lot of celebrity young people getting smoked.
Key bumps, man. Bad key bumps.
Mm-hmm. When the bad looking lady, when the bad Asian lady?
Random I'm talking about.
Park Bo-ram, RIP to her at 30.
Watch and see. It's gonna be OML. Watch and see.
Either that, man, but what, you know, when everybody doing drugs, if one country person in there, before he fade off into death, don't y'all have a code where y'all go make sure everybody's still alive?
You should.
You nigga need to have a clean friend in there. I mean, a nigga that don't do no drug. Hey, nigga, I'm the revival man. That's what I do. I'm the recovery man. That'd be a good-ass movie, wouldn't it?
That'd be a good side job, man. Just hit me in the heart with it, Jamar. You got that 250. If I wake up in the morning, another 250. Nigga, let ride. I sit with y'all all day. You want some? Nah, I'm good, bro. I got to have that pistol because, you know, y'all white folk get crazy when y'all get too high and you want to have sex, buddy. Not my type of G.
You gonna blow your shins off, nigga. You better make a wise decision. My bad.
That might not be a bad business model, though. We just start hiring ourselves out on the weekend.
You party with you? You do the podcast, you get do whatever you want to do. Oh, he's dying. Get him, Brandon.
That's right. Bring the fifth blade out.
I go over there and hit you with that Narcan.
Wake you back up, nigga. You back in. That's going to be 250 every time. We had to think
about that. My bad, Mo. Hey, look, man. Nigga be having Narcan strapped up like a goddamn shotgun vest. Let's get these niggas suited, baby. Come on. I have it. They're going to pass out tonight anyway.
You want to live. Don't you? Yeah. Let's get on down to Robert McNeil, creator and first anchor of PBS News Hour. He died in 93. Hate to say it, Brandon. Maybe your mother-in-law remember him. Robert McNeil. I used to love PBS. I don't know how the hell they got to be running some type of mafia. Who would still donate money to the public broadcasting station?
Old people. It's got to be old people. There's no way young people are... Yeah.
We needed that shit.
Well, the government probably getting a small check, too. I ain't mean to disrespect your mother-in-law like that. But, you know, hell, she an older woman. She watched PBS.
Perhaps.
You watch PBS. That's why all the Sesame Street and shit on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, but I'm talking about Robert McNeil, nigga. He was the first anchor on PBS News Hour. I didn't even know PBS had a news hour. I just thought they were showing random shit throughout the day. Old propaganda, like Brandon would say. Damn, comrade. Another special.
Yeah, they had Schoolhouse Rock and shit.
Yeah, Pete, but you know what? Didn't Mr. Rogers get us that?
Yeah.
He saved it. They said it wasn't in the budget. He like, education ain't in the money, ain't in the budget.
Go look that court case up.
You'll see it.
He was a military man who saved the world with puppets. Moving on down to WWE, WrestleMania, sumo wrestler. How do you say this dude's name, Brandon? Cabano Toro?
Sure.
You've seen him before. He was a sumo wrestler like WrestleMania 21.
Yokozuna?
Yeah, but I'm not Yokozuna. Is that nigga? He been dead, ain't he?
Yeah, I thought Yokozuna died a while back.
A Cabano Toro. He looked like Yoko Uno, but he probably like another overweight Asian dude who was wrestling. Because all Asian people had to be a sumo wrestler or some other kind of crazy shit in the world, which is insane.
They ain't got no Asian wrestler besides sumo wrestlers, right, B-Rock? I mean, that's all I ever seen. That's kind
of
funny.
No, they got a bunch of Japanese high flyers.
Nah, nigga, I mean WrestleMania, nigga, wrestling. We ain't talking about no overseas shit. We talking about what nigga go drain Natty Life, nigga, and get their head bust over after cocaine fuel night.
That motherfucker, he died in Japan of heart failure. R.I.P. to the man.
OML.
Moving on down to R&B singer died after surgery. Health decline. Clarence Fogman Henry was 87. I had to put my black people over y'all people. Sorry, Kimbono.
I don't know. I still got a... He
had a hit called Ain't Got No Home. And I was like, maybe Brandon know what this is.
Yeah, I do. It was off that album.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Moving on down to a white man I don't know, Peter Higgins. I looked at this white man 50 times, and Brandon said, oh, he made that molecule. What did he do? The Higgin Brunson?
Oh, yeah. The God molecule, they called it, man. Don't ask me to explain it, because I cannot. Like, when I read about it, he discovered it, you know. And I don't know, it's some kind of a particle in space.
I don't know, but the dude
is super famous, and he was really pivotal in understanding, like, I don't know, physics or astrology or some shit. I don't know, molecules. I don't know, but we definitely got to put some respect on his name, because, you know.
Have we touched that God molecule yet?
Yeah, I think we did. Like, this would have been a thing back. Like back in the day.
What'd they find? Like what?
I don't know. Like I said, man, I can't.
I know a little bit about this shit. A little bit. But like, can I ask a question? A little quick sidebar.
Yeah.
What you think his pussy rating was?
0.8.
Yeah.
I mean, in certain communities, I'm sure he was probably pulling it in. Yeah.
I mean, nigga, you want. I'm gonna ask this is a serious question right quick, Brandon. You want what a place there with the chicken wings? I always get them motherfucking downtown.
Wingstop?
No, motherfucker, the strip club.
Oh, Magic City.
You want Magic City or you want Queen City?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Was he getting like NBA thoughts? Probably not, but you know, he was probably getting some pretty high class octane, you know.
Yeah, sometimes, cause some of them nerdy people ain't really hygienic, and you'd be like, "Damn, bro, you so smart, you smell like pee pee." Even the girls be coming out, you know. You meet real smart people. Now you got smooth smart people. But you guys, you know, I'll met some smart people. Like, damn, bro, you all right? It's like you feel like you a little touched in the head, my nigga. Oh, that's all good. That's how I am, you know. Mm-hmm. Especially, But knowing him being a Peter Higgins, he probably like, baby, you know who I am? Who are you? I found the God molecule.
Well,
what it do? It's in my pants.
Motherfuckers rocking that Nobel Prize like a Jesus penis out down at the Applebee's. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker drinking that Sam Adams got that Nobel Prize right on the bar. Yeah.
It ain't a black person in Applebee's. Anybody who frequent Applebee's, the motherfucker tell you what a Nobel Peace Prize look like. Yeah. What a picture. What is that?
I'm with my big brother, because Brandon, boy, I'm going to take my foot out my mouth, nigga. I don't know what a Nobel Peace Prize. What a nigga got that gold medal on here, fake ass shit. This nigga is crazy.
The only thing I know is it's brown, I assume, right?
Yeah. Well, the Peace Prize is a whole different thing. He's got one for, like, a science, you know?
We know that, but, you know, just talking about in our world. Yeah. Poor people world, if you listen to rap music, hey, man, what that is?
I put that shit on some Cuban links. Yeah.
Get your neck, bro. Hey, man, don't have no folks tell that shit off your neck. Ain't no FB, nigga. You need to eat that shit at Olive Garden, nigga. Old Charlie, nigga. Don't you put that Cuban link on there, nigga. They gonna take your shirt with you, your clothes.
You better have it off your neck for the DJ come out. Let's get on down to somebody who's gonna be DJing in heaven. Rico Wade. Atlanta rap pioneer and Dungeon family member dead at 52. Hey, man, he did a lot of things.
Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah.
I give it to him.
Man's a legend in the Atlanta rap game.
There you go. Moving on down. Sorry, Rico. We got to get the show on the road. We do appreciate you for everything you did. Even though time will forget you, but today, me and Brandon and Jermaine Dow, we going to remember you.
We immortalized you twice.
He immortalized himself. Hey, man, here goes shenanigans of the week. Will Smith paid love and tribute to I Am Legend, dog. With poignant video montages, fans asked for. Nigga, it's a dog. You think that dog remember who I worked on I Am? That dog dead. They put him with the rest of the other dogs in the movie industry. He is either buried nicely or he's sitting in somebody's ashes in the community burial. It's a goddamn German Shepherd. Hey, man. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When black people see German Shepherds.
Ain't nobody bending me over.
Oh, so you doing the bending?
I'm just saying, shout out to Will Smith for showing respect to that dog. The goddamn dog been dead a long time. Fuck that dog.
How old is that dog?
That dog dead, man. German Shepherds only run, what, about 12, 15 years at the most? That's pushing it.
Yeah, probably.
I Am Legend came out in the early 20s.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, that goddamn dog about to been dead. He got pictures of him and dog. Him
and the dog. Did he have any gray hair? That motherfucker should be looking like Moses by now. He Will Smith walked up to it.
Hey, man, that's a movie, dog. That goddamn dog, all he do is run all day long. Get on the treadmill, nigga. You got to run for 12 shoots.
Yeah, $55,000 check, nigga. Fuck your owner.
Oh, man. Moving on down, boy. We got a death that made everybody sad. O.J. Simpson, a former football player, has died at 76. White people were happy, mad, and also sad. Because it only seemed like O.J. Simpson. I can't get nothing right.
O.J. Simpson.
Sorry about that. White people were mad, white people were happy, and white people were sad. Damn shame, because O.J. Simpson only hung out with white people. That nigga was fresh out of jail for 25 minutes. He had 3 white women with him in Las Vegas. Y'all remember the photo? And I was just like,
did y'all not see that video I sent y'all?
Of him rapping? When did he make a rap song?
I forgot about that.
He had a damn interesting life. He the only person who ran in there to go steal his Heisman. He let them white folk hop. He let them white folk juice you up.
This nigga went.
Just go rob a man for your Heisman trophy that you didn't own no more. Like he ain't going to know it's you. Who stole it? Gee, you got me, brother.
Do you understand, bro, that these nigga went to a trophy shop and got that motherfucker made, and this nigga did 10 years for it?
It was his real Heisman trophy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But nigga came from a trophy shop, nigga. You telling me that shit didn't cost no 15p, no 10p. It wasn't worth it.
That shit already been a hawk for like $100,000 a couple times.
But... You held that bitch long enough, nigga. I was being close. Hey, look, what we about to do, nigga? I ain't going to jail, nigga. I been there too long.
And the damn dude was like an informant. Why would the police wait so long to get him? All that good. Hey, nigga, he got your Heisman up. There he go to Beretta. How did that conversation go?
Don't these niggas go? Don't them niggas pun Heisman?
Yes, all the time. So how you ain't getting much for he wanted it back. Just give it a rest, man. I don't know what it is, man. But RIP to him, he died of cancer. You can take it how you want it. I'ma say what Brandon always tell me. He was proven not guilty, so he's not guilty. You tell white people that you a goddamn liar. I'm like, goddamn, bro, you just told me that shit about Trump. He was proven innocent. He good. It don't go both ways. It go one way with the law.
Yeah, exactly.
He was proven innocent, so I chop it up as he's being innocent.
Yeah. They didn't. Yeah, they couldn't get him. What? Fucking he got off with what you want.
A white dude got so mad when I said he thought about that shit for a minute. Goddamn.
I'm gonna just say that
real. Kind of right about that.
Hey, I just read the Heisman Trophy. Heisman Trophy itself doesn't have any monetary value, but has been sold to a high price of $395 from a nigga named Larry Kelly, 1936. Well, goddamn, boy, you did all that time, nigga, for some plastic.
That's the OJ Trophy, nigga. I need to give me the Beretta. That shit. Utterly insane. RIP to OJ, man.
Hold it down, OJ. You get to go out there with some white women on your bus.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Well, soon the OJ Simpson got to heaven.
Room service. Y'all need y'all niggas bring me some chicken wings, two hoes, a red bone and a white girl.
RIP to all the people, man. Send them up to heaven.
This nigga's exact one.
You don't want to send back the red bone. Give me two white girls.
Yeah. Please. She too dark for me.
I said red bone, nigga.
I just don't. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand people. Y'all, I motherfucking hate OJ the deal, but this motherfucker still laying up with your women. Still jugging with white people. Even his old white friends come. Ain't now black person came out and said that OJ was a good dude. All white people. So do white people love him or do they hate him?
Yeah. I don't even know anymore.
That thing white women just love him. Like, that nigga got that. I don't even. Ain't love, bro. Whatever. I'm going to get these hoes the juice. First out of jail.
Your old daughter is having sex with OJ Simpson. How does it feel being at the barbecue with this nigga? Take the silverware, honey.
Oh, not me, nigga. The juice, nigga. Take as many pictures you can with this bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Print these out, too.
That's exactly probably how it went. They all, grandma sitting on their own. He throwing the football with the people. Yeah. Y'all out there laughing. Having a gay old time. Why can't we bring back gay as the word of being happy?
I mean, there's nothing stopping you.
Hell yeah, it is.
A lot of things. I'm watching the Twilight Zone. I'm gay as a jaybird. I don't know what the hell that means, brother. But you know, hey, I'm happy you happy. I'm gay as a jaybird. You tell a motherfucker that now, boy, gonna be history. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Sorry to say that, but I'm gay as a jaybird. Hey, man, we're the only place that Lunchables can have high levels of lead.
Living in America.
Your lunch, like Jermaine said, it costs 99 cents for 10 pieces of cheese, 4 pieces of Spam, a little bit of pudding mix, or whatever they give you, and you in crackers. You think that shit ain't rolling in the lead sandwich?
I mean, like, what they making this shit with, man? I mean, like, bruh, it is 2024. How does a nigga introduce lead to a Lunchable, my nigga? Please let me know.
Cut back, man. We don't need that real cheese. Get the saw blade.
know it's insane. Like Jamar said, nigga, we fall already, nigga. I'm finna buy a bunch of them motherfuckers. At least my radiation pill, I ain't gotta worry about that. I'm just eat all these Lunchables, nigga, and see if my lead radiation level go high. My lead level.
Yeah, when your hair start falling out, you start looking like Chucky in season 3. We know it's a rap for you. Well, Chucky was looking old.
I know two things, nigga. I'm gonna last longer than y'all, nigga. Y'all gonna be nuke soup.
And lead makes you more aggressive.
Hell yeah, nigga. Get my animal mentality going, nigga. It's the apocalypse. I'm ready.
It's a Lunchable, and the FDA approved this shit. Y'all motherfuckers be talking about everything Gucci. If I'm eating a lead sandwich, I like to know I'm eating a lead sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd rather you tell me this sandwich may give you a stroke, but it was $1.99 and it's delicious. All right, nigga, I'll take the gamble.
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
Clack-clack. None of them motherfuckers, they sold worldwide, man. Like, nigga, we were eating that shit when we were kids, nigga, and we already had a lead problem. Y'all nigga adding to it?
Back then, you can eat 2 Lunchables and be full for 30 minutes. You got to eat 15 packs now just to get a hangover fixed, and that's when you're getting sick from the cheese.
I can't eat no 2 packs of that shit. Once I get done in that cheese, that shit be blocking me up. I know this shit blew up in me, nigga. This goddamn crack don't even crunch when I eat it. That shit just disintegrated in your mouth. Whatever,
man. Let's move on for Lunchables to the Fallout special. Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie to Jermaine. Somebody gave me, said, taste this meat. My son, I said, what the fuck kind of meat is this? I don't even recognize the taste of this. How much was this Lunchable? He was tearing that shit up too, shaking his leg. I said, look at you. That shit cooking your brain like milk. You don't even know it.
A nigga think he's making a sandwich. I'm sick of these white folks. Hey, you know no black man own that company.
Yeah, y'all gotta quit downsizing, man. I'm telling you, bro. Moving on, man. Let's get on down to the Daily Mail. He's back. My boy, the L.A. Times is slammed for confusing Trump with O.J. in reporting to his death. This how you know you struggling at the L.A. Times. Hey, man, run them pictures of him and Trump where they were hanging out. You ain't seen a goddamn picture of Trump and O.J. in what, 40 years?
Okay, at least.
And they had run to one of Trump's good friends, O.J. Simpson. We don't care anymore. I'm gonna put it out there straight. There is the only people who still worried about the O.J. Simpson trial are white people who mad and the people that happened to. I wouldn't even think about O.J. Simpson until that motherfucker was dead. When the last time O.J. Simpson came up in a conversation with you, Brandon, that you weren't making fun of him? Oh, Jermaine.
For a long time.
Yeah, probably a 30 piece.
Bro, do you understand that this nigga ruined the face of Bronco, nigga, and they brought that shit back in full fashion?
And use him as a promo? Come on, man. Yes, they care about that white woman. They moved on. It's time for profit over people.
They used that as a commercial. I remember that when that nigga was on the highway. Bronco. I forgot about that. They did make a Bronco commercial using that, didn't they?
Yeah, so y'all talking about we be black folk crazy. That nigga just stepped all over them. I'm pretty sure that family tried to sue Bronco, boy, but that nigga ruined Bronco for 40 years. But, boy, if you got that O.J. Simpson Bronco, $1.2 million, boy, in the hole. Let's get on down to these going to be real quick. Transformer and G.I. Joe movie are officially having a crossover. Do we care?
I mean, I don't know. They haven't made a good G.I. Joe movie yet. And
we've had 19 Transformer movies. Even if they're getting better, we've been whipped to death. They like Marvel movies every 2 years. Damn, Optimus Prime need to get some oil on them wheels for a second or something. You know, let them take a break. Go to the island.
Well, it would be different if their track record was any good. But how many of them Transformer movies are good?
I don't know. I haven't seen the Rise of, I haven't seen the Beast Wars one yet, but they said it was fine.
We'll see.
It's on Amazon. It's for free.
The fucking Last Night was trash.
Never seen
it. Age of Extinction was trash.
Never seen it.
The first one was serviceable.
Trash.
Yeah.
I like Michael Bay. I'm gonna make him make Michael Bay loud noise movies. Nigga, I was excited.
I mean, the first one was fine. Like, the stupid human parts are stupid. You know.
I don't know why we keep trying to throw humanity in.
I don't either.
You know, it's gonna be real country. A big ass gorilla and a big ass monster named Godzilla fighting in the street. Why do we care about the cave people they stumping on? They have no story. Write them out. And use all the money for CGI. A monkey's knuckle fighting all day long. Not you putting the man in cages to go fight another animal. We only can get him with comb.
I tell you like this. My big brother right, but I be goddamn, boy, them niggas ain't working out goddamn Kong and Godzilla. What that is?
Godzilla new versus Kong. Oh, fucking, yeah, I forgot what that new one's called. I haven't seen it yet.
Versus, I get that shit a 96. That shit is great. Hey, look, bro. Every part of that move was funny. Nigga was getting ate up. Hey, look. I'm telling you, bro. If you, hey, Brandon, if you want to see a real tag team match, man, that's going to be your movie. Because you're going to be mad with some niggas.
Right.
You're going to be mad with all the niggas. King Kong. For real, man. That's a good movie, man. All
right.
Well, we talking about King Kong. Shout out to Margot Robbie. She looked better as a blonde. I bet you didn't know this about Margot Robbie, right? Did you know she was in Tarzan? She played Jane. The reboot. Yeah. They had the Skarsgård brother.
Yeah.
I said, God damn, man, you recognize her. I don't like you with that black. I don't like you with that black or brunette or whatever color y'all white folk like to call the same color over and over again hairstyle.
I didn't mind that Tarzan movie. It wasn't that bad, I didn't think.
I never watched it.
It ain't that bad. You didn't need it, man. The niggas hanging out with gorillas. It don't make a lick of sense.
We domestic. How that white man.
But like,
my bad. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
Now, go ahead.
Now, but Margot Robbie was in it. I didn't even know. I seen that movie twice. Didn't care for it both times. And I went back and looked. I said, damn, you was in that? Where you was at? You were Jane? She looks different with black hair. Moving on down, but they going to work on the Monopoly movie next.
Whoa. I say, she can sell it, bro. They can sell it. I ain't even see the Barbie movie, man, but everybody told me how good it was. Even my brother said it was good, so.
It's funny. They keep it 100. It ain't taking itself too seriously. It's a movie. All that shit talking about it ain't empowering women and shit. Get the hell out of here, man. Get a life. It's a movie. It ain't real. And shout out to American Society of Magical Negroes. Pulled from the theater after 3 weeks. Boy, Brandon waiting to talk about this. But it's one of the movies that may be ahead of its time. Some people say the jokes are not funny, but it's going to be one of the movies where we bought 60. It's going to be everybody going to be wanting to see fucking American Society of Magical Negroes. I think the title killed it, but they said that wasn't it. But.
Oh, they didn't like it.
No, it didn't make no money. I think it made like $2.3 million.
Whoa.
But, you know, when you put that in the title, black people ain't going to come and watch it. They, you know, no one gonna be called a Negro. And you already know white folks out there with the picket sign.
We on the show. Hey, look, it's only in 150 AMCs, nigga, across the world.
I don't think it had a big run, but, you know, hey, we'll see the movie one day. We should do a review and watch or some shit. We'll make something up and watch it one day. But moving on down, hey, man, you know what? We don't normally give a review, but I'm going to give one real quick. Fallout came out this week. One of the best goddamn shows I've ever seen. I just finished it today. I will give it a 99.9%. It has its flaws, but when you think about Fallout and how the way they just be, it is not for children, which I appreciate. It is a goddamn great age. It's a great show. Next up there with The Last of Us. One of the video game adaptation you're going to probably ever see. And I can't wait for season 2. But I was like, wow.
Huh.
You need to get a look, Brandon. I watched it. Like Jamal said, I watched that shit in 3 days. And I was trying to give it some time. I was like, fuck it.
I never really played Fallout. I played like the first one.
And guess what? You don't have like to Fallout. Play. You don't really have to play Fallout to watch the show because the story is different from Fallout, and it's like, wow, y'all motherfucker created another story with the same Fallout, you know, like atmosphere.
Right.
The story kind of changes at the end. He's like, God damn, boy.
Hey, Brandon. We had to talk about this. You need to watch that shit because we had to talk about that like on the episode one day. Like, just them motherfuckers get real deep in that shit, boy. You think about that shit real deep. I watched the last episode today too. They get real deep, bro. Ooh.
Huh. And you know, humanity, boy, fucked up. But it is worth watching. If you have Amazon Prime or you want to borrow somebody else's, do it. It's only like 8 episodes and it's violent, it is bloody. They don't hold no punches. They ripping heads off, blowing people to shreds. You get freaky mutants with fingers in their mouth. Don't ask me I don't know what that's about, but I think I've seen that before. Utterly insane. And you get a real, and that first episode, that goddamn first episode had you goddamn, after, you know, them last 5 minutes, but you had to pull your skull cap out or your toboggan and say, goddamn, wipe the sweat from your brows. That shit go from 0 to 100 fast.
All right.
Give it a watch this week, Brandon. Hey, look, you're going to be like that. I'll be down.
You ain't watched The Last of Us season? Watch it.
I haven't seen that.
You just missing out on good TV. Let's get on down. Somebody who missing out their brain stems. The Hollywood Reporter, Billy D. Williams, say actors should be allowed to wear blackface. And now, you know what? I don't even give a damn. If your country ass crazy enough to go dress in blackface to be an actor now, you should do it. And then again, some black folks, not all, let Robert Downey Jr. pass in Tropic Thunder. I don't give a damn what you say. That's some of the funniest shit ever. Mine is Ben Stiller.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it's funny as hell.
You didn't love Tropic Thunder?
Like, I saw Tropic Thunder, but I wasn't bowled away. But it does seem like a movie that I should like. I don't know. I might have to go back and give Tropic Thunder another try. Yeah.
That shit's funny as hell. Jack Black on that cocaine. to be honest with you, hey, look. For me, niggas, don't do it. Don't do it around me, nigga. Don't do it on TV. If you want to ruin your career, do that. I ain't give you nigga blackface. If I give you nigga blackface, y'all will get black body. We ain't giving it to you.
I don't even care no more, man. I'm so sick. Do it. Put them back in blackface. Let's see who got the nads to do it and do it good. That's why I stand there. Why worried about it? White folk putting blackface on to go to a Halloween party like nobody has a camera.
They best, y'all got to keep, hey, look. Why y'all show up to a black, why y'all show up with blackface to a black party? That should get your answer. What you think, Brandon?
I don't even think black folk gonna be fucked. If you fine, they fucking with you. You will. I'm a tub, baby. They don't give a damn.
Don't get drugged to that house, nigga. Don't let you my fool, y'all.
White people, my advice is your white legal counsel is just don't ever put on blackface. Even if they're like, it's socially acceptable, just still don't do it. Yeah.
I won't accept it.
Well, let's face it, you can't do it in the movies no more. But unless you're doing a period piece
on why you shouldn't be doing blackface.
But you got to give Robert Downey Jr. his prop. That motherfucker, you know, he stayed in character the whole movie. Christian sent us another thing they did behind the scene. That motherfucker was talking for 15 minutes. And he was talking about how the pyramids came together. It's insane. That motherfucker didn't even laugh. He was just doing it. And it's hilarious.
Huh.
I thought Billy D. Williams, something like everybody, he had 2 minutes 40s. You know what, man? White folk doing it anyway. Yeah. White folk doing it anyway. How can I stop them? Why should you? These motherfuckers going to party to Trayvon Martin and goddamn, what's the other dude who got choked out at the grocery store?
George Floyd?
Yeah, George Floyd. And I'm just like, With that type of shit going on, you think people give a damn about what you really think? They don't even think about what they doing. Kids bring the Klan head to the school. And you be like, bruh,
Your daddy didn't tell you don't take that shit to school so everybody know he in the Klan.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah. So we did talk about two schools. It was years ago with the kids got the Klan things from their granddad or they grandparents' home and took it to school and was showing it to their white friends. I see the shit as recruitment. He need to be put in jail. Hey, man, moving on. Nobody cares about the White House dinner with Japan Prime Minister. I just want to say, boy, he looked crazy as hell in that picture, like he didn't want to be there. And I had to think about this. How is most countries with the most powerful shit in the world all have people in office who are way too old to be in office?
I mean, most people think, you know, the older you are, the more wisdom you got. But
if
to a point, like that, Brandon.
Yeah. Then when I say about Joe Biden, hey Brandon, when I'm 86, would you let me be your driving teacher?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Would you let me be your waiter?
I'd prefer not, but. but I mean, I don't know. Maybe if your faculties are still good, yeah, you could be my waiter, sure.
No. You've been a rich 86-year-old who mind slipping and who just need a little job on the weekend. I wouldn't let that motherfucker washing the dough. Can you imagine Joe Biden watching the dough at Walmart? Oh, Joe here going on out on the TV. Hey, bub, need to see that receipt.
He's sitting there with a rusty chain he got from automotive.
And before he slipping, by the time he picked the chain up, you in the car and gone. Where is it? He been gone for 20 minutes. Utterly insane, man. Moving on down. Shout out to the people.com. People.com. Gina Davis said she would love to revisit any character, even if it's Thelma and Louise, and even if it is Thelma and Louise, and it is impossible. And it, I can't talk. Hold on.
Impossibility?
Let's try it again. Shout out to people.com. Gina Davis would love to revisit any of her characters, even if it is Thelma and Louise, if it's possible.
Huh.
You know, all I want to do is a sequel. And I said, hell, Earth Girls are easy. We waiting on it.
Yeah. Not now. I want Earth Girls easy back then. I don't want Gina Davis now. I'm just not saying. You want to see that motherfucking spandex nigga? No.
Nah, maybe not. Hey, man, but shout out to her wanting to do a sequel. She hasn't done a sequel to any of her movies. Hey, man, you must have been listening. Really? You must have been listening to the podcast. Or the heavens must have been listening. I want them on Louise, too. 30 seconds of y'all going off that bridge and dying. The end.
I want to see y'all. I want to see the motherfucker jump out there. How y'all survive? You will never guess. We had parachutes. You lying to me.
They can do anything. If you can bring back Jaws, Godzilla, people that you killed 10 times, if you can bring back Crank 1 and 2, you can do anything. Motherfucker fell out of a whole plane and he bounced back alive. Y'all just be making shit up now.
No, they ain't. That's that white Superman drug, nigga. You high enough. You smoke enough vials, nigga.
I don't know. They should do Thelma and Louise go to hell, you know?
Be like goddamn Bill and Ted.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll watch that.
Very much so. Yeah, they have to go through a fucking hellscape to try to get back.
We could just say they gave up and got arrested and they get out 60 years later and they go rob one more bank.
Jamar, you know what? Yeah, uh-huh. They should make it as them going off that cliff was come to find out they didn't really do it. Gina Davis just thinking about it and they do get out of the car and fucking give up. Shows them going to jail.
Plot twist. Yeah. I like it. What happened to, hey, look, we did 60 whole year. What y'all stole? $1,500.
Well, and they killed a person, right?
I don't remember. It's Thelma and Louise.
I'm pretty sure they killed somebody.
I mean, they did their 10. That was long enough.
And my uncle killed a dude on the day of the 10-piece, man. I'm like, God damn, y'all real lenient. shout out to goddamn Bush, not Bush. Shout out to Clinton and that three strikes and you out. Put the nigga in jail for 150 years. Yo, Billy, I think my uncle killed a man, did 10 years and got out. I'm like, goddamn. And shit, he went back today. He went back to square one.
I mean,
good. His blood system.
I mean, good for him. Man, I hope the guy deserved it. Yeah.
We're not getting
to
that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't live at the time, but shout out to let's get them on Louise together, man. He dead, so they can't do nothing now. Motherfucker has been dead about 10 years now, so it's a rap city for him. What, you gonna lock up his bones? Throw him in the hole. Yeah, keep wasting them tax dollars. You fed him 10 times a day too, huh? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Thelma and Louise, though. We need to get that movie out. They come out jail, hardcore criminals, tattoos on their face, and they do one more guy.
You know? Dude, if they got tattoos on their face.
Smoking cigarettes and shit. You know what I mean? Gina Davis got a mullet. Sue to Sarandon. Looks 160. Well preserved.
Dude, if they had tattoos on their faces, God, that would be classic. Yeah, now we really got to get this made.
This one for the juice. Moving on down to Megan Fox, man. I ain't know her. Machine Gun Kelly broke up. He broke up their engagement. She said women need to learn how to move on. And I like how people say you drained that man. No, Eminem drained him. That motherfucker went from talking about he was a hardcore rapper to putting on pink meat coats, getting his fingernail polish and wearing girl sandals. But yeah. I ain't gonna be mad at him. He made a lot of money when he switched over. Ain't nothing wrong, man. Sometimes you get your ass, you get your monkey whooped. Change it up a little bit. Get some money somewhere else. He came up.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, he was having sexual relations with Megan Fox, so.
Did I say Megan Kelly or did I say Megan Fox?
Megan Fox, I'm pretty sure.
Ain't really my type of woman. You know how we need Jermaine in the other world feel about her. She got them thumbs. She got them thumbs. I can't deal with them thumbs. Y'all don't notice
y'all,
that shit.
Y'all wild for that.
We wild, but that's how Hollywood is. They give her a thumb model. I told you this before. And you know in movies, they don't do no close-up on her hands. Barely.
It gross. Terrible.
That's how they do it in movies. Yes. If you got ugly hands, bro, they either have hand replacements or goddamn they just won't shoot at your hand at all. Y'all don't pay attention enough.
Why the fuck do I care what their hand looks like?
Shit, I got to look at that motherfucker. I don't want no alien thumb handing my coffin, nigga. Anything, gross. Brandon. It grosses me out.
It's some people like that. It is what it is. Ain't my type of woman. Moving on down to McDonald's bringing back. This is from shefinds.com. McDonald's just brought back the popular breakfast. I can't talk at all today. McDonald's just brought back the popular breakfast item after it was discontinued in 2020. And fans react. Staking egg and cheese bagels are back. I want to say one thing about McDonald's, and I'll let y'all have y'all peace. No goddamn bagel so hard, you better have some strong tea. And I don't know where they get that goddamn steak from. They shaving that shit down like some steakums. I'm like, I got that shit one time. I said, this shit'll break my goddamn teeth trying to pull this shit apart. I threw the bun out of the way and just ate the goddamn steak in the egg. And I said, damn, boy, if I didn't have high blood pressure then, I have it now. This before the incident. But have you ever had that steak? Have you ever had a bagel? I'm like, a goddamn hard-ass bagel. What did you get this from? Now? Who making this shit? Sure hell ain't no goddamn black people in the kitchen. They don't eat no hard ass bagel. Can't black folks them. Do not go to McDonald's and say, give me a bagel.
I baked that shit once or twice. I'm like, Jamal Brand. I said, God damn, boy, I need to put some water on this bread. And when I tell you that goddamn steak so chewy, you something, Brandon, it looked like real good thick meat on there when you eat that motherfucker, but I'm telling you, boy, you and Mr. Egg gonna be in competition, nigga. You gonna lose. You gonna need some big teeth to chew that motherfucker.
These people say they so happy. I said, for that hard ass, I can hit you in the eye with that biscuit and get hit with a salt, Brandon. That's how hard that motherfucker is.
Y'all nigga need to tell nigga bring back the ice cream machine. Don't bring back nothing new on the menu, nigga. Start fixing some problems in the inside.
Yeah, bring that breakfast back all day so I can get me a McGriddle at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Them all don't even taste good no more. I stopped buying them, bitch.
Me too. But shout out to everybody who like this steak and egg and cheese bagel. That shit probably $9.97 now. Would you like some tater tot for $4 more? Nah, Jack. I'm good. I'm just going to assume Brandon never had a bagel from McDonald's.
I don't think I have, actually. When I think bagel, McDonald's is not my first option.
I can't wait till they start giving out them Krispy Kreme donuts. I ordered cream filling. This shit got chocolate in it.
Y'all nigga finna get stole by a grocery store. I mean, donuts. Y'all nigga don't get no donuts. They gonna fuck up the whole brand fucking with McDonald's.
They gonna put them in the microwave. Now you can get your, what is it, Crispy McDouble. goddamn, your what is that? Your donut Big Mac. Cardiac.
Now you're talking, nigga. I might show up at your spot. You got one of them. Nigga, look, hey, look, give me a Big Mac on 2 and 3 stacks of donuts, nigga. Let's do it. I eat that shit. I don't know about y'all, nigga. I want a nigga. Cardiac arrest, nigga. Fuck the police. I'm with it.
Denise Richard looked like she lost all the weight in her body and just as a head.
That picture? She looks so sick. She went from being fine and looking like she need, I don't know, disappear. Well,
looking like one of them Bratz dolls whose skin been pulled back too far. Let's get on down to Tyler.com. I may be wrong. J.K. Rowling says she won't forgive Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson. I don't know what J.K. Rowling said. Guess what, man? They children. They grew up in a different era. Fuck the motherfucker, man. I wouldn't even be... Like, people ask me a question. Who are those niggas? I made them famous. They should be paying me. Did nobody know who Daniel Radcliffe or Emma Watson was? Shit, they did 10 of my movies and made me a billionaire. Who they talking to? I ain't got to apologize to them. And I like how people on the children's side. I'm with them. I can't believe she said, man, fuck these people. Everybody got an opinion. And when you rich like her, does your opinion, hey, do my opinion matter to her, Brandon?
No.
And I didn't even notice. I had to look it up. A European dude told me that he worked in a liquor store a long time. He said, what up, blood? Did you know that bitch was living on welfare? So, you know, J.K. Rowling was living in her car, living on welfare.
Yeah.
And that's how she was able, like, had the time to write the books of Harry Potter. I ain't mad at her. Shit, what mind that? I've been doing the right thing, and the government keeps slapping me in my face. We ain't get enough from you, Jay. Goddamn. How much you need?
I mean, what the kids mad for? What?
She said something about transgender. I'm like, man.
J.K.
Rowling. Do whatever you want to do. It don't. Why are we fighting with the peanut gallery, Jermaine?
Them niggas make me make that. I be making rap video with gold chains on. Nigga, what? Who you talking to? I'm J.K. Rowling, bitch. What you see there? You see all this ice? You see the chain? You see the name? Like, y'all gonna sit down, man. Like, without her? I mean, really, like, are y'all nigga going to the movie to see a Daniel Radcliffe movie? I'm just saying.
People like Daniel Radcliffe. People
say that ain't
like
what I asked you, nigga. I said, are you running to the movie to see a Daniel Radcliffe movie, nigga? I had to ask you if you like him. I like him too.
Actually, a great actor, you know, but.
All right, nigga. Harry Potter done, nigga. Drop the mic.
Because I'm pretty sure Dusty don't too much care for J.K. Rowling, but who cares? I'm just saying, they don't care. What are they fighting about? This is a dope. Trying to fight with children. She did the right thing. I ain't accepting no apology. Fuck them. Then move on with your life.
If I was J.K. broke the white hope, you better get it together.
If I was J.K. Rowling, I'd be rolling me a big old fat ass blunt. Fuck y'all nigga talking about Emma Watson. Emma who? Then I bring out goddamn Ludacris shit, let them do some bars for me.
And I cut the Instagram off.
Check the motherfucker IMBD and check their bank account. They ain't got it.
They got, I think he worth like 200 mil.
Yeah.
He living. Yeah, he living deep now. All right, man. It's J.K. Rowling. I don't know what she said. I don't care. You know why? All that internet shit, man. Do you remember the day when you had to read the newspaper to figure out something? You didn't know who was a racist till they put it on TV. Which we do appreciate. But you know who no communists or none of that shit. You had to read the newspaper. And we ain't reading the newspaper, but they give you news 24/7 to break you down in there. It's utterly insane. I don't understand nothing going on here.
My bad, hey boy. Daniel Radcliffe, internet say he worth 110 million. You know, dad's no knee hole. So my bad, Danny. You know, let's go hang out one time, nigga. Let's have a Sam Matter. Emma Watson, 62 million. They got more money, nigga, been in the game for a long time, and they ain't even done nothing.
And they had part of the money, man, but they said they ain't coming back. Though they, you know, it is what it is. Everybody got their opinion now. Why are we so hard up about people's opinion now and fighting it? She ain't in charge of nothing. If she in charge, she had that opinion, then we can say something.
Take over the studio, nigga. They just cut me checks.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling started writing books, motherfucker. What my next Harry Potter book? Well, I'm not writing one. They'll rip Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson alive. You think, Brandon?
I don't know. Like, I know a lot of her fans ain't really fucking with her no more. Yeah. But J.K. Rowling. Like, if she wrote if she did write another Harry Potter book, would anybody care?
They asking for it, bro. They asking her, Brandon, tell you, that shit like crack to them niggas. They don't care, bro. OJ supposedly killed a white woman, got off, and here go white bitches hanging in the club with them. They don't learn, man. Y'all don't learn.
J.K. Rowling net worth is to be $1 billion. Fuck them kids.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.